अवसरे प्राप्य धर्मान भागवतानि दुर्लभं मानसं जन्म तदपि अग्रभं आत्मनः। प्रहलाद महाराज एडवाइसिंग हिज क्लास फ्रेंड, माय डियर फ्रेंड, इफ यू वांट सक्सेस इन योर लाइफ, people do not know what is the success of life. Nate vidu shāsudatenghi Vishnu. There, everyone is supposed to be interested in his self, what is called self-interest. Everyone, beginning from the animal, actually, highest living entity, Brahma. Everyone is interested for his self-satisfaction. But Prahlad Maharaj says, not exactly here, in another place, he has said, Nati vidu sartha gatin Krishna. When you are talking with his father, father was instructing him that you fully God, you are simply chanting Hare Krishna. You do not know your self-interest. He should be politician, he should be technician, he should be bluffer. So many things are there unless you become quite alert in this world, how you can live? There was a child, my dear father, perhaps you do not know what is your self-interest. You are always challenging his father, 5 years old boy, and his father had the most powerful atheist king. And you are talking very freely. At last, when the boy was challenging always the father inquired, you rascal, under whose strength you talk with me so freely? The boy replied, my dear father, by whose power you are talking so freely, I am also talking by his power. So, that is the difference between atheist and thief. The child knew, my dear father, you are so proud of your strength, of your material assets, that you do not know by whose grace you have all got all these things. But I know. I know. Therefore, by whose power you are so puffed up, and by his power I am so humble. That is the difference. That is the power is acting equal within you and within me. But you want to be puffed up, so he is helping you how you become more and more puffed up and go to hell. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jidathavan prapadante tam sathayo hayama. Anyone who worships me in a particular way, I give him chance to be successful in that particular way. If you want to be a first class atheist, Krishna will give you chance to become a first class. He'll give you intelligence. He'll give you ways and means how you can become a first class. And if you want to become a first class devotee, Krishna will give you intelligence how you can become a first class. Therefore, he says, Jidathāmān pravardhante. If you think that Krishna, yes, here is a statue of Krishna, he is an idol, and these foolish people are chanting Hare Krishna with their eyes. So Krishna will remain to such person an idol forever. And one who knows, oh, these people are chanting Hare Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, Krishna will be, yes, and the Supreme Personality. This is the difference. In the Bhagavad Gita, we'll find Sarvasvataham Vidisannivitya. Krishna says that I am living in everyone's heart. Sarvasvataham Vidisannivitya Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohananja. And through me, one is forgetting and one is remembering. So why Krishna is doing like that? He is helping somebody to forget and he is helping somebody to remember. Why? The same answer. Jeta Thaman Prabhadante. If you want to forget Krishna or God, he will give you intelligence in such a way that will forget forever. There will be no chance to come to the presence of God. But it is the devotees of Krishna. They are very compassionate. Krishna is very strict. If anyone wants to forget him, he will give him so many chances that he will never be able to understand what is Krishna. But Krishna's devotees are more compassionate than Krishna. Therefore, they preach Krishna consciousness or God consciousness to the poor people. Grihinam dina chetasam mahat vichalanam niyam grihinam dina chetasam. When Narada approached Maharaj Yudhishthira, he welcomed him, that, my dear sir, you are free. You can travel anywhere you like. You are so great and so free. Then why do you come to me? You have no business to come here. I am a king, ordinary king. And what business you have got with me? But still you come to my house, you talk with me. Why? Now, Grihinam Dino Chetasam. Our mind is very poor. We are very much busy in the matter of maintaining family. And we have taken it, this is the seven substance of success of life. In these days, as the other day I was speaking not here in San Francisco, that in these days, especially, a man will think himself very successful if he simply can maintain one wife and a few children. That's all. He'll think himself very successful. Actually, it is a problem for a present day people to maintain even a wife, which is an animal. An animal is also maintaining a wife. There is no difficulty for him. A dog has a wife and children, so he has no economic problem. A bird has wife and children, but he has no economic problem. But man has gone so down that he is thinking to keep wife and children is an economic problem. To avoid. Use contraceptive method. No children. Simply indulge in sex life. So man has become so down and down. Especially in this age. But it is not a problem. Bhagavad says, but this is not a problem. You are thinking of maintaining your wife and children.
Oh.
That is already arranged. As it is arranged for the animals, for the birds, for the geese, to have a wife and enjoy such life and beget some children, then why for nothing, not for you? You are advanced human being. Then Bhagavat says that Tasarva Heto Prajateta Kovida. One who is intelligent, one who knows things as they are, he is called Kovida. Kovida means very expert. So Bhagavat advising the most intelligent man, that Tasarva Heto Prajateta Kovida. He is one intelligent. Then he should try for advancing your Krishna consciousness. Why? Nalabhate jad bhramatam parajatha. Because this Krishna consciousness is so valuable and rare that if you travel all over this space by your sputnik or something else, you cannot get this Krishna consciousness anywhere. Nalabhate jad bhramatam parajatha. Krishna consciousness is so very valuable that I shall simply devote my life only for attaining or achieving this end of life. Then what about my economic problem? The Bhagavad says, Tallabhate dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gohiradangasa. My dear friends, because you are a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, so your economic problem is already solved. You will get something to eat, you will have some opposite sex to satisfy your senses, and you will be able to defend yourself according to capacity, and Aharanitani will be allowed a place to sleep night. That is already arranged. There is a very story, nice story, as several times perhaps recited, that one morning in the Western countries also, fair takes place, some in county, some village place. So in India, there are weekly bazaar, which is called haat. So at that time, the salesmen with their goods, commodities, they assemble, and many purchasers, you know, just like in marketplace. So there was a market, weekly market, and thousands of people assembled there. So one old lady of that village, she began to cry. Then her elderly son inquired, Mother, why you are crying? Now, why shall I accommodate all these people to lie down in the at night? There are so many people in this village, and how I shall accommodate? The son began to laugh. My dear father, you don't bother. It will be all arranged. No, my dear son, I am very much perplexed. So he began to cry. So in the evening, his son called the mother. Mother, now you see in the marketplace, she said, oh, where are all those people gone? So this is, there is arrangement. All those thousands of people assembled in the market, they have got their sleeping place, they have got their eating place. So, by arrangement. There is arrangement. Similarly, there may be millions and millions of living entities. God has arrangement. If you calculate the human population and other living entities, the human population, especially the civilized human beings, are nothing in comparison to other living entities. There are millions and billions of living entities, even in this store. If you find out a small hole, He'll find millions of ants coming. They are also living entities. And who is arranging for their food? You are not very much busy. So, although it is your duty, that is also Bhagavad communism. And Bhagavad communism says that even if you have got a lizard in your room, you must give him something to eat. If you have got a serpent in your room, you must give him something to eat. Nobody in your house should starve. This is Bhagavad communism. Not that only my brother and sister will not starve and other animals should be killed. This is not communism. Here is communism. This is Krishna consciousness communism. That a Krishna conscious person is thinking even for the ant, even for the lizard, even for the serpent. That is real communism. Not that, my brother is good and I am good, and my father is good and my countryman is good, my society and all are bad. This is not communism. So, the arrangement is here by God's grace. There is ample food, there is no economic problem. We have created our own economic problem by so-called social arrangement. So, Bhagavad says that there is no economic problem. Tallabhati dukkabalannata sukham. How do you say that there is no economic problem? The Bhagavad may, any authoritative literature, they must give evidence. So, here Bhagavad gives evidence that tallabhati dukkabalannata sukham. Now, you never try to invite calamities, but sometimes calamities come upon you, unexpected. There is some great loss, there is some calamity, distress, but you do not want it. How do they come? Similarly, even if you do not endeavor for your happiness, whatever happiness is destined to you, it will come. Don't bother about it. Simply bother about how to make advance in Krishna consciousness. That is being instructed by Prahlad Maharaj, that Kumara Vasara is prasna. From the beginning of life means, actually, our life begins at the age of 5 years. According to Janaka Pandit's Niti, it is said that the boys, the children, should be given complete freedom to do anything he likes, up to 5 years, not more than. Lala Panchavartam, up to 5 years, a child should be given all freedom, never mind. However miscreant he may be. But from 5 years to 15 years, that means the period of 10 years, Tarat, Lalat, Panchaprasami, Tarat, Dasavarsha, you should give all freedom to your child for 5 years. And then, next 10 years, you should be very strict, very strict, so that the child may be very much upset. And as soon as he attain 16 years of age, then you should treat him like friend. So strict. These are the moral instructions by Janaka Pandit. So, Prahlad Maharaj advises that Bhagavata Dharma. Bhagavata. What is the Bhagavata Dharma? Bhagavatam Dharman Acharye. Yata asadam eka janma. Devadi janmane maha vishaya avisa. Now, why this life is given so much importance? Please remember. Now, there are many other lives, lower and higher. In the higher planets, there are demigods. They are far more improved. They are more intelligent. They are more happy than this planet. You must know that the higher planets, the comforts of life is a thousand times more. As you go in a higher planetary system, the standard of life, the conveniences are thousand times greater than in this planet. Therefore, the commentator, Sri Jiva Goswami, is, now why not Bhagavad Dharma and cultivate Krishna consciousness in the life of demigod? Why in the human form of that? So the answer is that Devadi Janma, Devadi Janma ne Maha Vishaya Abhisha. Devadi Janma, Devadi, in the life of demigods, they are packed up with so much material enjoyments that there is very little chance to become Krishna conscious. Just like in India, still, in this foreign condition of India, whenever there is Bhagavad recitation, thousands of people still will assemble. Because the benefit is that they are little poverty stricken than the Western people. So, Jiva Goswami says that a person who is too much packed up with material facilities, it is very difficult for him to come into Krishna consciousness. And the Bhagavad, it is stated, Krishna, question and answer between Maharaj Parikshit and Sugriva Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit inquired his spiritual master Sugriva Goswami that generally we find that those who are Vaishnava or Krishna conscious persons, they are poor. Whereas we see those who are worshippers of Lord Shiva, they are very rich. This question was put by Maharaj Parikshit to Sukadeva Goswami. And he narrated that Lord Shiva is so poor that he hasn't got even one house to live. He is living underneath tree. He cannot provide even a shelter to his wife who is coming, who is a princess of a very great king, Maharaj Dakha. So why this happens? And whereas a person who are devoted to Vishnu, who is a master of everything, goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, Sahasra, Sata, Samnama, Sembamana, not only one goddess of fortune, but many hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune is serving Krishna as Vishnu in the spiritual planet. So, the devotee of Krishna or Vishnu, they appear to be poorer than the devotees of Lord Shiva, who is less than a poor man. Why this contradiction? So, the contradiction was answered by Sugriva Goswami, not personally. He took authority. What is that authority? He said immediately, my dear king, this answer I shall not give you, but a similar answer was put forward by your grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira, to your other grandfather, Krishna. Krishna also happened to be grandfather of Maharaj Parikshit, because Krishna's sister was married to Arjuna. And Maharaj Parikshit is the grandson of Subhadra, Arjuna's wife. Therefore, Krishna also happens to be grandfather of Maharaj Parikshit, and Maharaj Yudhishthira also happens to be grandfather, being the eldest brother of his grandfather. So, Krishna is the authority, therefore Sukadeva Goswami is giving authoritative answer as it was spoken by Krishna. This is the way of speaking. One should cite authority. Sukadeva Goswami has not less authority. As I described you other day, that there are 12 authorities, out of them Sukadeva Goswami himself is one of the authorities. But still, he is citing the authority of Krishna. That is the way of presenting things. That is called Vedic knowledge. That you must give in. Whatever you say, it must be supported by the authority. Just like a good lawyer, he gives evidence from other court judgment, authority. So, Sukadeva Goswami say that this very question was inquired by your grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira, to Krishna, because they were put into so many calamities, the Pandavas. Krishna was their personal friend. Still, they were put into so many calamities for which they had to find fortune. So Krishna answered, when the Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired, why? This contradiction, the Vaishnava, who is worshipper of the most popular personality, Vishnu, they appear to be poorer, whereas the worshipper of Lord Shiva, who appears to be poorer than ordinary man, they become very richer. Why? And Krishna answered, that jasyam anigrindami parishita dhanam sanai. My dear brother, Yudhishthira, my first evidence of mercy to my devotee is to plunder all his wealth, whatever he has got. Whatever he has got, I take it out. Then he tries again to accumulate some money, again I take it. In this way, he tries, I take it, when he becomes confused and baffled, he fully surrenders unto me. Mahaprabhu Namna Sutta, just like Narottam Das Thakur is praying, Krishna, Mahaprabhu Namna Sutta, oh my dear Lord, Krishna, the son of Namna Maharaj, Vrishabhanu Sutajuta, you are standing before me, accompanied by Radha Rani, the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. Kuruna Karaho Eva. Now, this is the time to show me mercy. Narottama Dasikai, Narottam Das is appealing to you. Na Kheliyo Rangapai, don't push me. Tumi Vina Kheyatriyama. I have no other personality than yours. I have lost everything. This is time. So once you think like that is the perfection of Krishna consciousness, that I have nothing more except Krishna. So that has to be practiced, and not that if one thinks like that he has nothing except Krishna. One who has Krishna, he has everything. He has everything. The Bhagavad Gita supports Jangalabha Sahapuramalabhan Mannati Nadhukam Tata. If you can gain Krishna, then there is no more necessity of any other prophet. All prophet is there. Jangalabha Sahapuramalabhan Mannati Nadhukam Tata. Jasmin Sita Guru Nati Dukhinina Vikalate. If one is fixed up in Krishna consciousness, however heaviest calamity may come upon me, come upon world, he will remain steady without any
ignorance. This is such a thing.
And Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijani hi namai vakta pranastati. Evidently, Arjuna himself, they were put to so much trouble by their cousin brothers, but ultimately they came out victorious. So, if we accept Krishna as everything, so there is no poverty, there is no economic problem, everything is all there. Thank you very much. The reason is that when a doctor says a patient that you must starve, what is the reason? Sometimes doctors say to his patient that you cannot eat, you must starve. Why? Yes. Therefore, when by nature's way one is starving, you should know that he is getting better. You should not be bothered about that thing. Suppose doctor advises some patient that he should starve and he should become very compassionate and giving some bread, you will be doing harm to him. Your business is how to become Krishna conscious. You should not be disturbed by nature's problems. But if you want to help anyone, just try to help me in relationship with Krishna. That will be real benefit. People are very much attracted by humanitarian work. But there are so many institutions that improvement, the world, I mean, the condition has not improved. Just like from India, I was thinking that every American is rich man. But actually, when I come to America, there is economic problem, there is poverty problem here also. Although not in comparison to India. But proportion is there. 5,000 upon 5 and 500 above, and like that, proportion is the same. Karma, the karma, the law of karma is there. Everyone is subjected to law of karma, and he has to enjoy and or suffer according to law of karma. So we cannot interfere. We can simply teach everybody that sometimes you are becoming in the point of starvation, and sometimes you are becoming extravagant in opulence. But this is changing. Your life, this material existence is always changing. Sometimes I am very rich man, sometimes I am very poor man, sometimes I am human being, sometimes I am cat and dog. We shall stop this business of change. Bhagavad Gita says, madhyamagatya punarjanmanam. If we try this life to go back to Godhead, go back to home, that is our success. We should not bother about the condition of life. Whatever condition of life we are put in, we may be satisfied. Now we should endeavor for improving Krishna consciousness. Then our life will be successful. Sometimes you will find mother is supplying very nice usra to one child, and other child, the mother is supplying only little barley water. Do you mean to say mother is unkind to one child and not unkind to other? Because mother knows better than anyone that this child cannot digest. There is some trouble in his stomach. He should be given light food. And the other child is all right. Similarly, mother nature is guided. So, if somebody is starving, it should be noted like that, that he is put into that circumstances to get better. Yes. Any other questions? Everyone, I just request you to chant Hare Krishna. We have enjoyed so many lives in the past, all suffered. But this life, at least one life may be devoted for chanting Hare Krishna and see the result. That is our question.